Did you know that virtually every American founder turned against slavery at a time when it was accepted and practiced in Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and throughout the world? This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm so glad you joined me today. Our theme this week is the war on America's Christian past. Yes, America has an overt Christian heritage birthed out of a great spiritual awakening that had a direct bearing not only on the founding of the nation, but on the ending of slavery on this continent. For you see, slavery was not unique to America. Slavery was being practiced throughout the world. What was unique about slavery in America was the moral outrage that arose against it. And as we have been showing in these podcasts, that moral outrage was a direct result of that great spiritual awakening that swept up and down the eastern seaboard and transformed entire communities, as Benjamin Franklin described in his autobiography, how that the city of Philadelphia was transformed. He said, so that you walk down a street in Philadelphia and you will hear people singing psalms coming from houses, the singing of psalms coming from houses on every street. Wow, that's why it's called the Great Awakening. And it was this great awakening that had a direct bearing on the founding of America and on the ending of slavery in America. For you see, the spiritual power of the awakening and the moral arguments it produced against slavery were overwhelming. In fact, by the time of the writing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776 and the Constitution in 1787, virtually every founder had taken a public stand against slavery. And this at a time when it was being practiced throughout the world. Wow. For example, Benjamin Rush, one of the most prominent founding fathers, maybe not so well known as some others like George Washington, James Madison, so on. But nevertheless, one of the most prominent leaders in colonial America, Benjamin Rush, a physician from Philadelphia, signer of the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Rush he was involved in founding the first abolition society in America in his hometown of Philadelphia. He was a passionate abolitionist, and he publicly exhorted the pastors and ministers of America to take a public stand against the institution of slavery. And I'm going to read to you what he said, and I'm reading from my book, 1726. He wrote, "But chiefly, ye ministers of the gospel, whose dominion over the principles and action of men is so universally acknowledged and felt, ye who estimate the worth of your fellow creatures by their immortality, and therefore must look upon all mankind as equal, let your zeal keep pace with your opportunities to put a stop to slavery. While you enforce the duties of tithe and cumin, neglect not the weightier laws of justice and humanity. Slavery is a hydra sin and includes in it every violation of the precepts of the law and the gospels. In vain will you command your flocks to offer up the incense of faith and charity while they continue to mingle the sweat and blood of Negro slaves with their sacrifices. Remember that national crimes require national punishments. And without declaring what punishment awaits this evil, you may venture to assure them that it cannot pass with impunity unless God shall cease to be just or merciful." Well, one of America's founding fathers taking a vocal, passionate stand against slavery. By the time of the publication of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, virtually every founder had taken a public stand against slavery. All agreed with John Adams, who stated, "Every measure of prudence ought to be assumed for the eventual total extirpation or elimination of slavery from the United States. I have throughout my whole life held the practice of slavery in abhorrence. Wow. Dr. Thomas Sowell is correct when he said, among those who turned against slavery in the 18th century were George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, and other American leaders. You could research all of the 18th century Africa or Asia or the Middle East without finding any comparable rejection of slavery there. Yes, what was unique about slavery in America? America shared slavery was common throughout the world. What was unique about slavery in America was the moral outrage and the rejection that arose up against it. Why? Because of a Christian awakening of people returning to the Bible, not just as some outward form, but as a way of life, following the words of Jesus, seeking to live out the words of Jesus. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. They emphasized the moral teachings of Jesus and sought to live it out, and it brought forth this powerful moral outrage and abolition movement against slavery, which eventually led to its elimination on the American continent. However, in regards to this abolition movement that arose out of the Great Awakening and how it affected all of America's founders, deciding what to do with over 2 million slaves who had not been versed in the responsibilities of freedom was another question. Dr. Sowell writes, deciding that slavery was wrong was much easier than deciding what to do with millions of people from another continent of another race. And without any historical preparation for living as free citizens in a society like that of the United States, where they were 20% of the population. Sowell goes on to say, it is clear from the private correspondence of Washington, Jefferson, and many others that their moral rejection of slavery was unambiguous. But the practical question of what to do now had them baffled. That would remain so for half a century. Well, nonetheless, many of the founders, they began from the South. Even those from the South began taking steps to personally deal with slavery. George Washington, he had inherited a plantation with a large number of slaves. And through the Great Awakening, he was confronted with the inconsistency, because you see, the Great Awakening challenged people where they live. It wasn't just calling people to make some kind of formal outward statement of Christianity and become a church member. No, it was challenging people about their lifestyle where they live. And George Washington became confronted with the inconsistencies of professing to be a Christian and being a slave owner. Now, realizing that he could not just thrust the slaves out into society without any preparation, he set in motion a compassionate program to completely disentangle Mount Vernon from the institution of slavery. Those slaves who wanted to leave were free to do so. Those who chose to remain were paid wages. And he began a program to educate and prepare the children of slaves for freedom. Concerning the abolition of slavery, he said, I pray for it on the score of human dignity. And he went on to say, I clearly foresee that nothing but the rooting out of slavery can perpetuate the existence of our nation by consolidating it in a common bond of principle. This is a fact. It was a revitalized Christianity that provided the spiritual and moral forces that would eventually bring about the end of slavery in America. It was the Great Awakening that produced the unique moral outrage that historians, including African-American historians such as Dr. Thomas Sowell and Dr. Walter Williams, have noted. Yes, 1726, the year of the Great Awakening, was a defining moment for America. And that is why I say, in my book, 1726, I present the argument that 1619 did not define America. It could have. Oh, but as the patriotic hymn says, God, America, America, God shed his grace on thee. And there came a 1726 when this great awakening arose up and down the eastern seaboard in colonial America, with entire communities being transformed, turning to God, seeking to live out the gospel. And this great moral outrage and abolition movement arose in colonial America, leading up to the founding of the United States of America. And by this time, virtually every founder had taken a public stand against the institution of slavery. My friends, we have a Christian heritage that we must guard. There is an all-out attempt today to destroy it by evil forces who want to transform America into a socialist Marxist society. I encourage you, teach your children, share this book, 1726, with your pastor. Share it with your congressman, your senator. Let's not allow America's Christian heritage to be stolen. Our future is tied up in our past. For as George Orwell, the author of 1984, said, whoever controls the past controls the future. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Go to my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out my bookstore. You can purchase this book, 1726, there, or you can purchase it on Amazon. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on another Awakening Podcast.